This is Mac OS Ken.
Wall Street's pleased with a Google ruling. Yahoo Finance gets my goat. And Slow Horses gets a new trailer. It is Thursday, the 4th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Financial folks who were happy and they knew it clapped their hands on Wednesday in response to the Google case and how well Apple came through it. I told you yesterday of the ruling in the Justice Department's case against Google. The ruling will let the search/ads giant keep paying for placement across various services. That likely means Apple will keep getting somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 billion per year to make Google the default search engine in Safari. That piece from Apple Insider had analysts who are happy and they knew it stomping their feet. They did that in the form of financial notes, of course. Evercore analyst Amit Daryanani likes the fact that Apple and Google are limited to one-year terms on placement deals rather than longer stretches of time. That could strengthen Apple's bargaining position, in his opinion, as Google competitors may angle for that placement. Plus, with the ruling's requirement that Google share some search data with competitors, they'll come to negotiations better armed. Mr. Daryanani has an outperform rating on Apple shares. Last I saw, his price target on the shares was $250. JP Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee digs the ruling, calling the result better than feared. Like Mr. Daryanani, the chatterbox likes the setup for annual placement negotiations. He's got an overweight rating on Apple shares and a price target of $255. Not everyone felt like clapping their hands or stomping their feet. TipRanks had UBS analyst David Vogt agreeing that, yeah, the ruling could have been worse for Apple. Still, it was already captured in Apple's estimates to his thinking. He's got a neutral rating on Apple shares and a price target on them of $220. The real question, of course, what does all of this mean for Apple and its AI adoption plans? I mean, I don't think that's the real question, but there are people who do. People like Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives, who saw Tuesday's ruling as a monster win for Apple. Apple Insider had Ives indicating that the search deal's survival paves the way for an expanded AI partnership with Google Gemini. He's got an outperform rating on Apple shares and a price target of $270. Also focusing on Apple and AI was Morgan Stanley analyst Eric Woodring. Apple Must had Woodring indicating that the Google ruling kind of kills the idea that Apple is likely to make a major AI investment of its own. According to Woodring, according to the piece, one of the biggest takeaways from the case is that Apple is actively looking at adding a generative AI product as a search option in its Safari web browser and expects to do so in the coming year. If Google's not barred from buying placement, neither is any other company. That puts Apple again in the position of strength noted by Mr. Daryanani and Chatterjee. With that in mind, Woodring says this week's Google decision should lay to rest the belief of some that Apple needs to buy an AI-powered search engine. It's not going to happen in our view. It doesn't need to. Mr. Woodring has a buy rating on Apple shares. His price target on those is $240, anyway it was a couple of weeks ago. For as much Apple watching agenda as the Google case offered, only one analyst was excited enough by its conclusion to make any changes. Another piece from Apple Insider had B of A analyst Wamsi Mohan moving the needle on Apple shares. According to the report, the decision gives him confidence in Apple's services business revenue. That's because that's where the Google payments for Safari placement end up. Mr. Mohan has a buy rating on Apple shares. He used his midweek note to raise his price target on the shares from $250 to $260. I read a story from Yahoo Finance yesterday that was kind of infuriating. You've all heard about the iPhone 17 Air, haven't you? That's the name everyone assumes Apple will give the super thin iPhone. Everyone assumes Apple is going to introduce at next week's awe-dropping media event.
Aw, yeah.
You tell him, little guy. To slim down the phone, it's thought that it will only have one camera and a smaller battery. This was addressed earlier this week by analysts like J.P. Morgan's Samik Chatterjee, who says there's room for the super-thin version of iPhone 17 to surprise, despite its probably functioning more like a base model phone than a Pro or Pro Max. 9 to 5 Mac's Ryan Christoffel went further, saying there will undoubtedly be plenty of reasons to pass on the Air model, namely reduced battery life and only a single rear camera, but it's the kind of exciting new design we haven't seen in years. See, that's why people who buy this thing are going to buy it if they do. Won't be because it's the most powerful model, but because it's freaking different. And yet, Yahoo Finance is treating the iPhone Air as if it is the only model coming out, and it's going to suck besides. The way the site puts it, Apple's flagship product faces a number of headwinds, ranging from an expected price increase to a lack of premium camera features. Quoting the Yahoo at Yahoo, the iPhone Air's weight loss journey could prove to have downsides. The phone is expected to come with just one camera rather than two found on the standard iPhone and three on the Pro models, which could keep consumers from making the switch to the Air. After all, would you rather have a single camera or two or three with varying optical zoom options? A skinnier frame could also mean the iPhone Air will have a smaller battery, according to Yahoo Finance, another strike against the smartphone, unless Apple can get more juice out of a charge via software tricks. Also, I hear the thing comes with syphilis pre-installed. Additionally, the piece says, Apple is widely expected to raise the prices of its devices, with projections ranging from a $50 to a $100 price hike on iPhone 17 Air and a $50 jump on iPhone Pro and Pro Max models. The increase on the Air is based on the idea that it is replacing iPhone whatever plus. That puts the price on the device between $949 and $999, assuming A, Yahoo Finance is correct on that, and B, the thing actually comes out. Assuming it does come out, it seems Apple's either not expecting a lot from it or is hedging its bets. J.P. Morgan's Chatterjee thinks the Cupertino company's modeling for sales of 10 million to 15 million iPhone Air units through the end of this year. It's not nothing, but it's not a huge number by iPhone standards. The piece is frustrating for the same reason that stories about iPhone Mini being a failure were frustrating back in its day, and stories, including this one from Yahoo Finance, including stories that indicate the iPhone Plus was a failure. The Plus model was never very popular, is the quote from KeyBank Capital Markets analyst Brandon Nispel. Here's the thing, though. They were popular to the people who bought them. And that seems to be what Apple is offering with the iPhone Air, assuming it actually offers an iPhone Air. Apple's super thin phone is not meant to replace every iPhone. It will be one in a range of iPhones. We don't talk about one model of Mac being a failure because more people are buying another model of Mac. People buy what serves them, be it for form, power, or price. And yes, I'm talking about both the Mac and iPhone. Nearly 20 years later, it is weird to me that there are still people who expect every iPhone to be the first iPhone. And if it's not, it may be the worst iPhone. Thank you for coming to my Ken Talk. Here's something that might get hardware nerds buzzing. A piece from Mac Rumors says Apple has been granted a patent for a shock-resistant haptic engine design that aims to significantly improve the durability of future iPhones, Apple Watches, and other devices. When they say shock resistant, they mean impact, not electric. The piece says the design illustrates a system of non-linear cantilevered springs to protect delicate internal components from damage caused by drops or collisions. When the thing takes a hit, Mac Rumor says the component is redirected towards spring assemblies built into the enclosure lid rather than striking rigid surfaces. The springs create a controlled, non-linear stiffness profile that lengthens the time over which force is distributed, reducing the risk of component failure. Mac Rumors points out that patents do not a component make. Still, they do indicate areas of active research and interest for the company, as well as what it's considering developing for future devices. 15 years later, guess who has finally made an app for iPad? A piece from Engadget says, at long last, Instagram has a native application for Apple's tablet. I say 15 years later because both the original iPad and the original Instagram app hit the planet in 2010. Notable changes from the iOS app to the iPad version are said to include the iPad version opening directly into a feed of Reels. The iPad app lets users organize content into a chronological list, with recent posts appearing first, also known as the way things should be. And of course, the iPad app takes advantage of the iPad's bigger screen. And finally today, the next season of the hit Apple TV Plus spy series Slow Horses is fast approaching. Cupertino streamer issued a press release Wednesday, teasing season number 5 and outing a trailer for it. Season 5 adopts the novel London Rules from Mick Herron's Slough House series of books. In it, everyone is suspicious when resident tech nerd Roddy Ho has a glamorous new girlfriend. But when a series of increasingly bizarre events occur across the city, it falls to the slow horses to work out how everything is connected. You know what would be funny? If everything wasn't connected. Like, I'd love it if Roddy just had a glamorous new girlfriend. He's a horrible person in the show who doesn't deserve a nice girlfriend, but that might almost make it better. Cast members returning to Slough House and its surroundings include Gary Oldman, Kristen Scott Thomas, Jack Loudon, Saskia Reeves, Jonathan Pryce, and that list goes on. The first episode hits Apple TV Plus on Wednesday, the 24th of September. The season 5 trailer for Slow Horses is up now on YouTube. macOS Ken. Brought to you by me and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You could also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
It's still sunny!